Continues the Gemara, Daf Kuf Hei, Omer Aleph. We're up to Eisvei, two lines from the bottom. The Gemara said as follows before that. The Gemara said the following question. Boy Minei Ravinim Rav Nachman, around 10 lines before the bottom, the Gemara asked, Mishalai Kiddush Be'erev Shabbos, if someone did not make Kiddush Friday night is called Tusha Yoim. You make Kaddish the Yoim. Could you make Kiddush Hayoyim, the whole Nusach of Kiddush, Shabbos day? We just make a Goffin, L'chvoid Shabbos, to show to the Shabbos. But you don't make Kiddush Hayoyim in the daytime. Kiddush Hayoyim do at night. So if you didn't do it at night, could you do it in the daytime? Omale, the Gemara wanted to answer, Amri Shabbos Kuloi, just like Havdolah, you can make up until Wednesday. So Kiddush Kuloi. So he said, that just like over there is a din tashlumin, over here is also tashlumin. It's not really tashlumin. It's a zman that's extended. That's like a tashlumin. Al kaponim. The point is, the Gemara wanted to say you can do it in the daytime. The Gemara had an eisvei. We saw that yesterday, and the Gemara said the loy katoni. Now the Gemara has another eisvei on this din. We said that if you didn't say Friday night, you can do it Shabbos day. Two lines from the bottom. Eisvei, kovid yoim v'kovid laila, kovid yoim koidim, which means as follows. The Rashbam on the bottom, the last line. Kovid yoim v'kovid laila. Im ein lo yayin har b'lesuda, oy minim megodim yinichem ad hayoyim. That means as follows. If a person only has good stuff and an abundance of wine, but not a lot of it, he only has a few packages of nash, or good goodies, or megodim, or something that's geshmak for oynik Shabbos. When do you use it? Do you use it in the daytime, or do it at night? For instance, wine. Wine is a geshmak thing during the meal, right? After the main dish, to have a good dry wine with it. But I don't have enough for the night or the day. Which one do I use it for? Kovid yoim v'kovid laila. Kovid yoim koidim. It's more important to mechabed the yoim. The Chassam Sof in Tshuva is in Yud Zayin. Some Yud Zayin says, because the Kedusha of Shabbos is moisev v'hoilach. So in the daytime it's more. So you have a choice. What am I using my special dish for? Use it for Shabbos day. Now, the others explain that the ikas suda Shabbos is in the yoim, so that's why keep it for the day. Ichlu hayoim, the covered Shabbos we're talking about happens to be right. Rashbam says megodim or ein lo harbe yayin. So the wine is that special dish, and the megodim toivim. So ikas suda Shabbos in the daytime. Ichlu hayoim, do it for the day. And the truth is that the Aruch HaShulchan is melamed zchus. People have great meats Friday night. Shabbos day, not necessarily. They have great dishes Friday night, and they don't have a Shabbos day. The Marshal and Yamsha Shloim and Gittin, it was already Koyga Tago. He says, how could people do this? The Ikka Sud is Shabbos day. Why do you do the main thing Friday night? So the Orcha Shulchan says a beautiful pshat to Melamed Tzchus. He says, it says, B'davkin Rashbam, Megodim or Ein Lo Yayin Harbe. Those dishes, you keep for the day. But when it comes to the meats and the things that are not as fresh tasting the next day, those fakir do it at night. It's a great oynik Shabbos to have it when it's fresh and tastier. So that's why we're noyig. Mashe Enkin, he says, the chamin, the cholent, we take do for the day. That's take the ikas suda. So that's take the sofas kedusha. Ikas suda echlu hayoyim is take in the daytime. So again, kovid yoyim v'kovid lailo, what do you leave it special megodim yayin toivim for? Kovid yoyim, koidim. Vim ein ala kois echad. Let's say only have one cup of wine. What do you use it for? Zok di gemara oima olav daf kuf hayom days kiddush hayoyim. That means you say kiddush hayoyim on that one kois.
Which one? Friday that, night.
Oh, kiddush hayoyim means Friday night. Kiddush hayoyim is called. It's called yoyim, but it's called Friday night because you make kaddish the yoyim. If you only have one cup of wine, use it for kiddush hayoyim. Why? You have a question now of having a good tasty wine during the meal, oynik Shabbos, with the meat, or the cup of wine to mekadesh the yoyim, utilize it to mekadesh the yoyim. Why? Shekiddush hayoyim koyim l'chvoid yoyim. Yes, when you have a question of kvoid yoyim, or kvoid laila, kvoid yoyim is koydim, but a question of kiddush hayoyim, and kvoid yoyim, kiddush hayoyim takes precedence. And the reason is, stated Mr. Brewer, is because kiddush hayoyim is deraisa. Even if you davened already, but Kiddush Hayoyim, the etzim be mekadosh yoyim is the raisa. So alayayin goes into the same category, even if it's already yoytz be the raisa. Mashe enkin kvoid hayoyim is a oynik din. That's midivik kabbalah. Oynik Shabbos versus the raisa kedin. So mela, that's why it takes precedence and use it for Kiddush Hayoyim. even if you davened, the etzem ikedin kiddush is midaraisa, so within the yayin is koidim. So kiddush hayoyim goes first, b'nei shekiddush hayoyim koyim l'chvoid hayoyim. Now what about, we know you can be mekadosh on pas, so the Bialocha says in Reish Ayin Aleph that we're talking about a person that doesn't like pas as much as yayin. So mele kiddush hayoyim goes first, be mekadosh b'yayin at night. A person that taka likes pas more than yayin, so then in such an instance, he only has one cup of wine, be mekadosh on pas, and use the wine for the next day for kvod hayoyim. So, but stamazoy, when you have a question of one or the other, and he doesn't like pas, ain alekoyis echod, oimelov kiddush hayoyim, nesh kiddush yom koyim l'kvod hayoyim. Zok di gemoga, v'im isa. Now let's go back to what we said before. We said, baya, if you forgot to say at night, you can say it in the daytime, just like Avdolah, you can say it until Wednesday. V'im isa, if it's correct, the reasoning we said before, l'shafki ad l'mochar, v'la'avet beitarti, you can do two birds in one shot. That means, why do you say kiddush hayoyim at night, Friday night takes precedence before oynik Shabbos, before kvod hayoyim? Utilize the cup for tomorrow, and you can do two things with it. Number one, you're making kvod hayoyim, and then at the same time, you're having the oynik Shabbos by the daytime. So why do you meaning say the kiddush hayoyim Shabbos day, say the ganze nusach of kiddush Shabbos day, and also have it now during the day that you have a geshmak of wine with the meal? I mean, it's one cup, it's before the meal, but the point is, at least it's a time of the meal. So fek the gemara v'im isa l'shavkat l'mocha v'lavi boitarti. Now, what does that mean? That means, according to this, that at night you're eating without kiddush. We're not telling you to starve. We're telling you eat before kiddush. Eat without kiddush. Why? In order to mekayim another mitzvah tomorrow. Side of kvod hayoyim and the kiddush hayoyim that you can do in the daytime instead of saying it at night. To such an extent that you're allowing you to eat Friday night without kiddush. As always, Dr. Meiri Behedya, to that extent. Now, the Emek Brocha says clearly from here, from this, we see that it's not stama tashlumin. It's very shver to say tashlumin. Tashlumin, we don't say lechatchila, do it tomorrow. If it's an extension of the day, you can do it tomorrow also. So we say, in such an instance, do it tomorrow. You have to know how it works out. Like we said yesterday, Reb Chaim says it's two dini tashlumin. That it's tashlumin that has an extension also by carbon. But the point is that the Gemara's kasha is, if the reasoning of Amar Aleph is correct, that kiddush hayom you can say in a day if you forgot, like Abdullah. So why do you say kiddush hayom takes precedence over kvod hayom? You can do it tomorrow and have kiddush hayom and kvod hayom. Omalei, the Gemara says, gevaldige teretz, chaviva mitzvah b'shaita. Meaning, if you have a choice to do it the right way or to do it tomorrow in an instance, it's not the shaita. Shaita of kiddush hayoyim is at the onset of Shabbos. Chaviv mitzvah b'shaita. Yes, if you forgot, you can say kiddush hayoyim in the daytime. But chaviv mitzvah b'shaita, that means you do it Friday night. It's more important to do it right away at the onset of Shabbos, b'klisosoy, versus doing it in the next day. Zokto Rashbam, chaviv mitzvah b'shaita, the first wide line. K'doma be'elu dvogim, she'hekt chalom ve'vogim. When do you burn the fats? K'sherim kol alayli. Really, you can do it the whole month of Shabbos? But we do not wait. Why do we not wait? Do not wait for tomorrow. Just like Hekta Chalovim, you could be done on Shabbos, but we allow you to burn it on Shabbos. So we hear also. So the teretz of Chaviv and Mitzvah B'Shaita. Do we say when it comes to brachas? Because after all, this is a bracha. To say the bracha now versus tomorrow and have kovod hayoyim also? Tanya, we learned in the braisa as follows. Hanichas lebeis b'matzah Shabbos. If you enter your home matzah Shabbos, that means you're coming home from shul, the Rashbam explains, and you have to make avdolah. And we're going to see soon, you only have one cup of wine, and you also want to have Mlava Malka with Birchas Hamozen, which requires a cup. What do you do? So if you have more than one cup, so first you do is, that first you make a Geffen, Vala Ma'or, that Beshama Shita, that Ne'er goes before Besomim, Vala Besomim, we do the opposite, first Ma'or, then Besomim, and they make the Baruch of Avdolah. Now, Vim Einu Elekois Echod, you come on Matzah Shabbos. You only have one cup. And you know you're going to have Mlav Malka too with a Koysha Bracha. That means you come home from shul, you eat before Havdalah, have Mlav Malka, say Hamavdil, have Mlav Malka, have the Koysha Bracha Birchas Hamozen, and then be Mishal Shul Havdalah with it. And this is similar to what we said before in the top of the Amud, that you eat Friday night without Kiddush in order to have Lamachar. Like the Miri explained, then the Gemara says, Chavim mitzvah b'shaita, but here also. Your oima havdolah lekois, and we allow you to eat before havdolah in order to mekayim the dinner b'chus hamazon. Or alakois. That means you're eating before havdolah. Zog the Gemara, vim ein le alakois, echem nicha ad la'acha hamazon, u'meshal shalon kulon la'achlov. Now, we don't say the svara, v'le'am rinon, chavim mitzvah b'shaita. So we see clearly, not like your story, you just said, Chaviv mitzvah shaita, do things in a proper time. Just like Friday night, we say, don't wait for tomorrow in order to have covered ayoyim with kiddush ayoyim in a daytime. No. You do it shaita on Friday night. So why over here do we say, if you only have one kois, you should say avdola. And then afterwards, don't do birch samozim with a kois. Chaviv mitzvah shaita. What do we say instead? We don't say Chaviv mitzvah shaita. We say, have a meal, malav malka, eat. And only make Avdolah afterwards, not Peshaita. Now, true, it's the same Motzah Shabbos, but upon him, we're allowing you to eat without Avdolah. And that's connected to Chavim Mitzvah Shaita. Avadi, you don't have to say Avdolah the second after Shabbos. Right? Fasher, we said Shal Shuvah is extended to covered Shabbos. But here we're talking about you're ready past Shabbos, you're ready to eat Lava Malka, which is Motzah Shabbos' meal. And we say, don't say Chavim Mitzvah Shaita at that expense. So we see clearly, don't say Chavim Mitzvah Shaita. Zog the Gemara. Now, this that the fact that you eat before Avdolah is a beferish of Tosis, how explains this Gemara. Tosis and Davkuv Beis on the Beis brings this Gemara. Diba Maschil Menichel Acha Hamozen. Hiksha Rab Nisim. Eich Yoichal Koidim Avdolah. What's going on? Right. Because you only have one cup, so you suddenly eat before Avdolah. We said Askra. Vamema Naya Bastovitz Kamal Kamon. Oh, so one territory says we're talking about the eating in the daytime. Achacha Sheikha. Okay, but then Tosis on the bottom says Eli Yeshleimar Devada Bechinam Ena Lechol Kodem Avdolah. For no reason, you can't eat without Avdolah. Avak She'en Alekoyes Echod Muta Lechol Kodem Avdolah. They Lasses Alekoyes Birchas Hamozon. To that extent,
what's
the chiv of Birchas Hamozon
with the
kos? There's a gavaldi chiv we see over here. Birchas Hamozon Alekoyes. Now in Shulchan Aruch says it's not so poshut. It's a davar choshuv. It's only by three. We'll see. But this Gemara is mashma. It overrides even eating before Avdolah. Balkapon, we see we don't say this for Chavim Mitzvah B'Shaita. Omalei, so he answered him. Ano loy chachimoi. I am not saying this on my own accord. That Chavim Mitzvah B'Shaita. Veloy, ano loy chachimoi ano. Veloy chozoi ano. And I'm not a magid, Dr. Rashbam. Veloy chido ano. I'm not saying this is das yochid. Ela gemono v'sadano ano. Gemono v'sadano mean I heard this in yeshiva. I have this in Kabbalah. And Rashbam has two pshotim in Sadarno. Either he's bringing the same Rashi or Ben Shloima. I said it to my Rebbeim and they agreed. And the second pshat he says, I'm a Sadarno. Meaning, I'm not saying this on my own accord, but pshat is, I was mesader everything, all the halachas of brachas and kiddush and avdolah, and I was mevara until the kutsa shayud, and until I was oimed on the ikka adover, I was mesader lehoigos. For people. So when I'm saying it's not stam coming out of the blue. So Mela, what I'm saying is correct. Meaning, Chavim Mitzvah B'Shaita. I over here, we see not like that. Zog the Gemara. V'chein morgen be'emerish kavosi. Shiny lon ben eyula yoima la'afuki yoima. There's a lon b'shechilik between the difference. Oh. Eyula yoima when it comes to Friday night to bring in the Shabbos. Kol kama de makab nidon le'y odif. The quicker you bring in Shabbos, the more order it is. We don't say, let's keep this one cup of wine for tomorrow to be Kaddish Yoyim in its daytime and also have Kvoid Ayoyim. No. Mekad Minolei, Ayula Yoyim ago takes precedence. The quicker as possible. Mekaddish Ayoyim Bekrisosa right away. Alakois. Umechavinolei. However, Afuke Yoyima, when it comes to leaving Shabbos, what are you worried about? Saying Avdolah right away? Afuke Yoyim Achinolei. Don't say Avdolah Alakois right away. And we may have a malka and eat and have a dollar on one kois to have bichs and mozen and have a dollar on one kois. Afuki yoyme machin on lei. Ki heiche de loy lahava long ketuna. So it shouldn't look like it's a heavy load on you. Shabbos, I want to get rid of it right away. Let me say have a dollar right away. No. It's afuki yoyme is machin on lei. That is the Gemara's tale. Now, the Rashbam over here says as follows. E yulu yoyme. Mechavevin lei. We mechavev da yulu yoyme. Va'avdinan kiddusha mi'ut, and we talk to say kiddush at night. Kehecha de linkete alvein haya, to show that you right away want to be mekabel the Shabbos. De chaviva mitzvah b'shaita, Here it's taka chaviva mitzvah b'shaita. Uzrize makdim in the mitzvah. The Rambam puts in also zrize makdim in the mitzvah. There's two dinim over here. There's chaviva mitzvah b'shaita. The time is proper. Time is Friday night. And zrize makdim in the mitzvah. So it's mashma over here. The Chassam Sofer in Shuvas wants to say in Simin Yudzayin that zrize makdim in the mitzvahs overrides doing a mitzvah even more proper. Because after all, the next day you can also have oinik Shabbos, meaning kvoid ayoyim too. But chavim mitzvah b'shaita overrides it. It's mitzvah min amufcher. Min amufcher is maybe better to do it the next day. No, chavim mitzvah b'shaita overrides it. This is very negeya in the poiskim, l'moshel kiddush levana. It's better to say kiddush levana right away at yikur or mitzvah min amufcher. Shabbos and nacht, motzah Shabbos. You're wearing nice begodim. So it's a big machlokes. Do you say zgize makdimin overrides mitzvah min amufcher? So there's some stuff from here we see zgize makdimin overrides even the mitzvah min amufcher. However, the Dvar Shmuel is matkin. He says no. Here we're not talking about doing the mitzvah be'ofen mufcher. We're talking about doing another mitzvah, doing tomorrow kiddush ayoyim with another mitzvah of kvod ayoyim because you have a wine during the meal also. So that's not called mitzvah min amufcher. That's an additional mitzvah. But en chanami b'mokam mufcher, maybe it's taka mitzvah and mufcher overrides zrizin makdimin lemitzvahs. But kaponim, Rashbam says clearly, it's a din of zrizin makdimin lemitzvahs. There are really two different things. Zrizin makdimin lemitzvahs we learn from Avraham Avinu. Now, Avraham Avinu wasn't at the expense of something else. Zrizin makdimin lemitzvahs, v'yashkam avon boiker. Chaviv mitzvah b'shaiti, we learn from Hekta Chalovim. Hekta Chalovim is at the expense of something else. You know what it's expense? Chil Shabbos. I mean, it's mutter, but it's expense of Shabbos. So Mamela, over here, it's on the cheshbon of something else. So it's taka at the expense of something else. We taka, the Gemara says, Chaviv mitzvah b'shaiti, because at the expense of not having the oinik Shabbos. You only have one cup of wine. You're not going to have covered ayoim. So chaviva mitzvah b'shaita at the expense of something else, we taka learn from Hekta Chalovim. Zrize makdimin is not necessarily at expense. That's Avraham Avinu. But the Rashbam puts in zrize makdimin to do it right away with the chaviva mitzvah b'shaita. Rav Pala in the Sefer Birchas Yitzchok, he says that in Hilchas Pesach, we all know, when the Tate kum teheim, steht in Halacha, that you make kiddush right away in order that Tinoikas should not fall asleep. Shishla Tinoikas. Frag Rav Pala, why do you have to come on to that reason? That we have this a din of zrize makdimin, like every Shabbos, of zacher layayin to mikadosh the yom right away, like we're saying over mitzvah chaviva mitzvah b'shaita. Why does it come out to a new reason of shish latinoikus? So he says very nice. He says beautiful based on the Bahag. The Bahag says yontiv is not zacher layayin. Yontiv is mikoy kodesh. The holding of zacher layayin is to be mizaris is dafka by Shabbos zacher layayin. Mashenkin Yontiv is a different pasuk of Mikoy Kodesh, so the Mechabe has to come on to a new reason of Shish Latinoikas. That's a Pesach, maybe Pesach on Shabbos, Shabbos be nafkamina, but a regular Pesach of a regular Kiddush of Yontiv is not Zechel Layayin, it's rather Mikoy Kodesh. Zok de Vashbam, Afuki Yoyma, Kegoin, Havdola, Machinon Lei, but not Stam Machinon Lei. Hege de Ashkron Shum Alila Lachoreo, you have the reason to push it off. Kon Hege de Emre Le Koy Sechod, so then Amginon Lei Ad Lacha Amazin. You wait till afterwards. Zog de Gemara now eight shmaminos. And Tosis goes to town on these eight shmaminos, the whole Omid. But let's see the shmaminos. Zog de Gemara. Shmamino me homas nisin tamina. We learn eight shmaminos. Number one, shmamino amavda betvila tzach shavda lakois. But you're bavoning her belly. What happened to tvila? Yes. We see over here that even though you're mavda betvila, you have to mavda lakois. And if you only have one kois, you take eat mavamalki before avdola. Amavda betvila shavda lakois. Second shmamino, brocha tuna kois. Maybe you can make a brocha without a kois. Maybe make birchas hamozen without a kois. Who says you have to have a kois? Brocha tuna kois. You need a kois. And not just brocha tuna kois, tois medayik from here, that it's even, we know we make a kois only by three people, by zimun. Over here we're talking about a person, individual. It says, anichnas lebeis amotza Shabbos. Is mashma, is a yechidi. The fact that we say, going on the second part, the fact that you say that you mishalshel after Melava Malka, why after mishalshel? Maybe say Birch Samoz without a kois by Melava Malka? No. That even a yochid, a nichas lebeisa, is yichidi, is tuna kois. We paskin only by three, by zimun. But al kaponim, the Gemara is over here, Mashmar Yisis, Tosis explains different stodim, that bracha tuna kois, even a yochid needs a kois. Otherwise, why do you need a kois? Make Birch Samoz and make Avdola before you eat. Don't eat before Avdola. Vishmamin a kois shel bracha. Tzorich shiur. You have to have a shiur. Because if you don't have to have a shiur, you have one cup of wine, split it into two. So then what's the big deal? Who said you can't have both? Teretz says, no, there's a specific shear. Revius, malilugmav. Maybe you can make the bracha and without tasting it. So you make havdalah, you don't drink, and then you use the next cup for birchas hamazon. Alakos. Vice says no. If you make a bracha, tzach shi'itayim. Vishmami not tomai pogmoi. Maybe you can drink a sip and then use the rest of the wine for birchas hamazon. No. Once you tayim it, you pogim it. We don't just say add in water. Bikvega says we see that doesn't work. That's a poshet. Shmami not tomai pogmoi. Vishmami no. Mavdil, Vishamamino, Toa Mavdil. You might think a person that ate before Havdalah, he has to wait now to make Havdalah the next day, only the next time you're eating. There's a tzad like that Rashbam brings in Daf Kuvov, that when a person ate before Havdalah, you have to wait, Eina Mavdil, you have to wait until you're ready to eat next. You can't just make Havdalah, it's like a knas. But Shmamino, no, even if you're Tom, you're Mavdil. Zog Demol Kuvov Amad Aleph, Shmamino, Oime Beis Kedushas Al Kois Echod. After all, what are you doing now? We're talking about Einloy. The Gemara asked this kasha earlier, Nafkub Beis, but you have one kois, and what are you saying in this one kois? Havdalah and Birchas Hamazon. Two Kedushas one kois. The Gemara had a whole sugya, Einloy, Semitz, Chavilas, Chavilas, by Birchas Hamazon and Kiddush, when you come Friday night, extended the meal. So you make Birchas Hamazon for the weekday meal, and you make Kiddush. So we say, Einloy, Semitz, Chavilas, and the Gemara says, Einloy, Shiny. If you're stuck, you can't do anything about it. So here it's Einloy. You only have one kois. You say two kedushas on one kois. Now the truth is, the Magid Mishnah, and I mentioned this then, is mechalik, and he says there's a fundamental difference. Birchas hamazon on the weekday meal of Friday is going under Ovar. Kiddush is going under Osid. That's taka two kedushas. That's tre mili. Then we say enos mitzvah chavilas chavilas. Masha Enkin over here. Here we're talking about Havdalah is going on the past Shabbos. Birchas hamazon going on the past meal. So over here, they're both going in the over. It's Chad Mili. Chad Mili is Bechal on the problem of Chavilas Chavilas. So the Rashbam learns over here that Shvamino Oime Beis Kedush Al Kois Echod Hecha De Leslei El Kois Echod Ki Hocha, you only have one. Avgav, we said, Ein Oime Beis Kedush Al Kois Echod when there's Leslei, it's shiny. And the Tais also learns like that on the top. Beshe Ein Loi. According to the Magen Mishnah, it's not Peshat She Ein Loi. This is not called Chavilas Chavilas. They're both going on the same thing. It's not Trei Mili. It's going on the over. Birchas Hamazon on the past, and Havdalah is on the past Shabbos. So that would not be considered Chavilas Chavilas. Shvamino Oime Beis Kedush Al Kois Echod in such an instance. And the Mechaber Yisod, the Taka says, that's Mashmoyis of the Gemara. Shvamino Oime Beis Kedush Al Kois Echod. Not Dafka, but Ein Loi. Vishvamino, what's the last Shvamino? Beis Shamayi V'alibid Reb Yehuda. Because after all, Beis Hillel holds, you first do Besomim and then Ma'or. But we rather, what does Beis Shamayi say? That you first do Ma'or, and then besomim. Beis Shammai, Ali B'Rabbi Yehuda says, Ma'or v'acha besomim. Beis Hillel says, besom v'acha ma'or. So it's Ali B'Rabbi Shammai. It's not Ali B'Rabbi Meir, Rashbam says, because mozen is mentioned first. But upon him, the main thing is, these are the eight Shmaminos in the Gemara. From a nichlas lebeis in Motzei Shabbos, you make Havdalah after Birchas Hamazon, you meshash al hakois, all these Shmaminos are mavur from here. Now, just speak out a few, you said this of the Tosfos. First of all, the Rashbam says on the bottom, had mvorach tzach shiitom, very important Rashbam. It doesn't mean every person has to taste. Dr. Rashbam, v'shamar tzach shiitom, oy hu, oy echad ben ha-shoymim, one of the people. U'v'shtiyas echad ben yotzu. As long as one drinks, it's enough. Kanamir be'er v'mepeg v'chom ha'avin. Dom asom, livich alei, linchenei, u'meshani ha-mvorach tzach shiitom. V'liyas v'liyinuka, that's on Yom Kippur. Then we say osa le-mitzchach. But let's say he didn't drink, he can't drink. You can have someone else drink also. Even if one person drinks, he can also be yotze kulon. But now, this chiddush that one person can drink, we really, the first toys in Arvi Pesachim we had on the first Omid, that Dalit Koises, there was a tzad in Toises, only the Balabais is Mavarach, and everyone is yotze. Hi, where do you have Dalit Koises? When one person drinks, state in Hilchas Ritva, that a toyim is considered a tima for kulam. When one person drinks, it's like everyone drank. That was the chiddush of Tosfos, like Biskrov explains. So mele yotzi de chavosan. Aval ema varchan al kois im lo yish tech menu. You can't make a bracha unless someone drinks. Vafilu b'shiyas tinik shapidomi. Uim b'ray shaminon de tzorch shiyitoyim. Diloi toyim le livech alei trei zimna havdola b'sh... Because if you don't have to taste...
Just make both brachas.
Two cups, one for havdola, b'loi shtiyah, make havdola without drinking, and b'ch samozim b'shayis av yishtah. So we see clearly that tzorch shiyitoyim.
Now, Tosfos over here brings...
The Mashmoris is Tuna Kois, is even Biyochit, but he brings over here, before it gets wide, V'oilem ein noigin levorach b'chazmozen ala kois, ela begimel. We talk only to the Gimel. And then Taisa brings a Gevaldige Raya that V'oid Machiach Hechil the Tuna Kois, Afila B'Yochid, a Raya that you do need it even B'Yochid. Because if Ain't a Tuna Loma Menich Achamozen, why do you leave it over till after Bichsa Mozen? Make Avdolah before Mozen. And then don't have a Mezuman. V'yoch Kolechel Ba'atzmoy, eat separately. V'az Loi Te Tuna Kois. It's a Raya that Yochid needs a Kois. Then Taisa says, V'im Toima Al B'Gamliel that says, every zayin meaning tunin gimel brachas that even yayin needs to have birch samozen im yitzdarich kois. If you have to have a kois for that for zayin minim, so ois a kois yitzdarich kois achim kein lo yipot loylam. It's never ending. If wine needs birch samozen and that needs a kois and that needs a kois and that needs a kois, so it's never ending. You always need a kois on the birch samozen that you're making on the wine. V'yeshlema de leitiknu kois ela achasudas lechem. No, only after bread. Ulahag, that's the famous bahag that we brought. She'ein levoich ala gefen ach bichas amozen osa amishapir. You don't make a bichas a gefen after you drink wine. We don't pass like that. But after wine, after bichas amozen, you don't make a bichas a gefen. Now, Tosis says, the fact they need a shear, the ein o mechalka lebeis kois, just split it into two. Then Tosis says, maybe just drink from the, without the cup. Maybe drink without being poigim the cup. Take it and put it on your hand. Tosis on the bottom. Zok Tosis, shvam netoim pogmoi. Wine you just pour a drop and be but you have a shear in the kli and then you're drinking a drop. So we'll stop over here after the eighth Shema Aminah. We'll continue tomorrow. Mitzvah Hashem.